Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning some Shmona Kfatzim from Rav Kook, the unedited, authentic writings of Rav Kook, unlike his Sfarim, which underwent editorial changes, both in the language he used and in the order. But the Shmona Kfatzim are the original, so obviously the editorial changes were made with the permission of Rav Kook, by his Talmud the Nazir, and by his son, Ritzi Yehuda Zichron, Zecha Tzadikim Levracha. But it's nice to learn the Shemona Kvatzim and go directly to the source. Makor HaKadosh, Hagon HaLoki Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook. So we'll learn a little shtickle in Kovetz Dalid and Os Ayin. Says the Rav, Afilu Mishayesh Bo Netiyah L'Tara V'Mida Gedola V'Atzimon HaLoki Hu Mitchunosav HaNafshios. Even somebody who has an inclination, a predilection towards purity in a great way, and the godly thirst is part of his spiritual makeup. Mikol makom tzarichu l'kedushas hapeh. Nevertheless, such a person needs the holiness of the mouth. Don't think that it's enough to be a pneumistic person and to be focused on one's thoughts and introspection, and not at all to be involved in speech. No. Even a very spiritual person needs to emphasize in his life Kedushas HaPeh. Bein b'chiyuv, bein b'shlila. Both in a positive way and in a negative way. B'chiyuv. What's the positive Kedushas HaPeh? Laharvos diburav b'torah v'tfila. To increase his words, to say many, many words of Torah and tfila. Beneath the sign with the expression of the lips. Shehi harifua ha'amitis, that is the true healing. As it says in the Pasuk, v'shavir rafala, he will return, he will be healed. K'hu imachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. K'hu imachem dvarim, you have to take words to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what brings the refuah. Imru elav, say to him, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, that one needs to say words. The words are what brings somebody close to Hashem. Words of Torah and words of Tefillah. Uvishlila lihizaher mikol dibur ha'asur. And in the negative, one must be careful not to say anything forbidden. To refrain from forbidden words. Ve'achiyuv gadolu harbe yoter al bal ha'ma'ala. And the obligation is much greater on a man of a high spiritual quality. Mipnei she'ha'ora ha'nishmatit she'bikirbo miva'eres lo es ha'erech shel ha'dibur es erech ha'chiyuv shel diburei kodesh ha'me'ulim ves erech ha'shlila shel diburim she'enam kahogen. Because the light of his soul that is reposed within him explains to him, reveals to him the value of speech, the value of positive speech, of holy words, and the negative impact of inappropriate words. A person who is in a high madriga, whose neshama is filled with light, has to understand how important it is to say words of Torah and words of tefillah and words of kedusha, and how important it is to refrain from saying inappropriate words. Even though such a person, his thoughts also demand their time, their space, that he wants to think, he wants to introspect. And a lot of times he must be silent, silence must take its big place. But in words of Torah, he should not make himself like a mute person. Kim Yekayim Tzedek Tidaberu, Rav Kook is referring to the Gemara. It says that one might have a Havamina. The Gemara says one should remain silent. One might have a Havamina. This even means in Torah. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. No, that Tzedek Tidaberu, that one Dafka should speak. When it comes words of Tzitkus, of Torah, of Tefillah, Vim Kolhet Kansut Letoch HaDibur, and when he goes into the world of speech and he connects to people who don't think independently, Lo yagis da'ato ki meisharim tishbetu b'nei adam. He should not be haughty. Rather, as the pasuk says, he should judge people righteously. And Rav Kook concludes, Rav Kook often does this. Rav Kook so often concludes with a quote from Chazal or a pasuk that encapsulates the entire passage. Ani birya v'chaveri birya. Rav Kook quotes the Gemara in Brachas. I am a creation and my friend is a creation. The Gemara there says that one shouldn't be mezalzel. Ani machti ba'ir v'chaveri melachti b'sadeh. Ani marbe v'hu mamit. Echad amarbe v'echad amamit uvat she'chavin libo l'shamayim. One shouldn't be haughty. One should know that not everybody could be so holy. Not everybody could be so kadosh. I once heard of a great Rebbetzin who used to say about her husband, when her husband would speak to the Hasidim, and he would give these fire and brimstone drushes, and she's remarked, he thinks everybody's holy like he is, but the Hasidim aren't so holy like he is. Nevertheless, even though you might be on a higher spiritual level, you're not mezalzel. You don't in any way negate the value of other people. So that's the lesson of this Keta of Keta Ayin and Kovetz Dalet, that a person should invest. Also, a person, even though he's very spiritual, that doesn't mean he shouldn't invest in speech. And that means speech of Torah and speech of Tefillah. And through that speech, he will be able to connect to other people who might not be on such a high madrega themselves, and he shouldn't belittle them. And he shouldn't think negatively of them. He shouldn't be haughty. He should judge them positively. And know that everybody has their tafkid in this world. And also he should refrain from negative words. And that's and the higher spiritual level a person is on, the more he should be aware of the value of positive speech and the harm of negative speech. So that was Os Ayin. So now we'll go back one letter, Osamach Tes. Says Rav Kook, Hatshuva Muchrachasi La'askala Alokis. Tshuva is necessary for understanding of godliness. Imu Taratzun V'Harasa, V'Imu Tasecha L'Chuzim Heim Zebazeh. Strengthening the Ratzon, enlightening the Ratzon. And strengthening one's Sechel is connected one to the other. Strengthening Ratzon, one's desire for good, and the Sechel, and one's intellect, they're connected. Hapeulot marbot or ala sharashim elyonim shemehem hem novim. The actions that one does increase the light of these spiritual roots from which these actions emanate. V'rikshe hanefesh hamiyusadim b'shmisharshe hakadush elyona. And the feelings of holiness of the soul, of the neshama, that are rooted in the roots of kedusha, of the lofty kedusha, reveal in their reality these roots. The rikshe hanefesh hamiyusadim mishar shekedusha liyona megalim hem b'mitziusim esesharashim alalu. When one does these holy acts and he has holy feelings, he's revealing the holy spiritual roots of his actions. Mishem uchan udvekus elokis tediris. Somebody who's prepared and ready for a constant clinging to God. It's impossible for him to do any less than this. Umuchanos bekirbo kvarsivos machrichos, gashmios viruchnios, hamaodidos oso lashival advekas halokis hashleima. He can't do any less than this when one needs constant connection to God. He has within him already reasons that will, both spiritual and physical, that will encourage him to return to complete dveikus b'Hashem. Omnam yevshar lavoyla ki machrei ha'anava muchlata haba mitoch gadlus hanef gedulas hanefesh. One cannot come to this. One cannot come to this dveikus b'Hashem only after he has complete humility that comes from a greatness of his soul and simcha gedola bor Hashem, a great joy in the light of God. Shehi notzeres b'lev achrei ha'yidiyah ha'tziyurit, that is created in one's heart after the concrete knowledge. Sheharayon shel hadvekut ha'lokit, or sheharayon shel hadvekus ha'lokis, b'chol tzurosav, Hu ha'osher ha'yoser gadol b'chaim. He has to know, it has to be clear to him, that Dveikus Bashem, in all of its forms, is the greatest joy and the greatest pleasure one can possibly have in life. When one realizes that that's what's going to make one happy, not self-aggrandizement, not inflating one's ego, not trying to impress another person, but the way to get true simcha in life, true osher, is dveikus b'halokis. And there's nothing greater than that, clinging to Hashem. And when he has this, when he realizes this, then he'll be zocha to that. He'll be zocha to dveikus b'halokis. V'chol ma she'yismah le'hodo, v'chol ma she'yafur b'pera shel das v'shel godel ruach, shel ma'aseh v'shel sidrei chayim kavuim, shel hispashtus or tziburus v'shel gadlus neshama v'taharasa, kacha yigdal ha'osher shel hachayim. And the more it'll be filled with glory, the more it'll be glorified with knowledge, with the greatness of spirit, with deeds, and with a life filled with an orderly life. The expansion of the light of the community and a greatness of neshama and its purity. So in other words, the more we have all of these things that I just mentioned, all of this glory and all of the good deeds and all of the greatness of spirit and an orderly life and the spreading of light and the greatness of the neshama, kacha yigdal ha'osher shel ha'chaim. That will make a person happy. Umemela, to the extent that he's involved in the Kedusha, he'll be happier. Umemela techtar ha-simcha ha-nishmasis. And automatically, the simcha of his neshama will penetrate to his neshama. Ve'advekus ba'atzmo tovu l'malasa al-yona. And the dvekus itself will come to its greatest level. Ad shegeos Hashem tegala v'neshama. Until the greatness of God will be revealed in his soul. Umemela ein keitz l'anvas hatzedek shiofima, and therefore, and automatically, there will be no end to the righteous humility that will be revealed with it. Ki ech yizgar ha'adam ba'amdo lifnei makor kol hashlemus. How can a person possibly have gaiva when he goes before the source of all perfection? Or ein sof elyon, the infinite light. Hamaroma makol bracha v'tihila, that is greater, more lofty, more exalted than any blessing, than any praise. So basically, what Rav Kook is saying here in our simple language, and in our simple understanding, at least my simple understanding, I'm sure there's a lot that I'm missing. He was using a lot of words that were probably references to deeper Kabbalistic concepts. But for a simple guy like me, Rav Kook is saying, to the extent that one is an anav, to the extent that one is Dovek Bashem, he must be an Anav. You get this Anava because you're so close to God. And you get so close because, and then once you see the light, once you see the Orein Sof, once you've connected to what is exalted above any praise, above any blessing, one is Dovek Bashem, this, how can he possibly be have Gaiva? And such a person walks around with complete humility, and that's well known in this farm, that's the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. How could he be so humble? He was so close to Hashem. But he had no senes, that's exactly the point. Because he was so close to Hashem, he was so humble. Because when you're in the presence of greatness, you can't be haughty. Somebody thinks he's a good ball player, lahavdil alfafi abdallahs. So he goes out one day and he scrimmages with a professional team. And then he realizes, you know, he's not what he thought he was, playing in the park. Maybe in the park he was a hot shot. But when you're with the top of the top of the top, you're not so great anymore. L'havdil milyone havdalos. When one thinks he's powerful, one thinks he's successful, and then he gets close to Hashem, he realizes how low he is. And that's what gives him the greatest pleasure in this world. When he has that tveikus b'Hashem. So the Anava and the Simcha really go together. And that's what we have to strive for. to strive for dveikas elokis tadiris, constantly being connected, being dove, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will bring us to a greater anava. And obviously this goes along together with deeds, that one has to be involved in good deeds. That's part of our dveikas. And at the beginning of the shtickle, he spoke about imutz haratzon v'haraso v'imutz haseichel. One must strengthen one's will and one's mind, and then be involved in good deeds. And then nothing else should interest such a person. I want to have a ratzon to do the right thing. I want to understand what's good in this world. That's the seichel. I want to understand what's right and wrong. And then there's the pu'ulos that are marvos or al sharashim elyonim, that add to the light, that add to the light, to their spiritual roots they emanate from. So you have the pu'ulos which stem from the ratzon and the seichel. You have a ratzon, you have a desire for good, you enlighten your ratzon, and you have a seichel. Your seichel understands, your seichel and your ratzon work together, that your seichel tells your ratzon what to want. And then your ratzon goes for it, and your ratzon tells your seichel what to think. And they work together, and then it brings to the pu'ulos. And that leads to dveikus. And then once you're with the light of God, so nothing else in this world should matter, because there's no greater pleasure. And in order to get there, one has to be single-minded and know that I want dveikus b'Hashem. So now we're going to do one more passage for this is a lot to digest. But that's Rav Kook. Welcome to Kedusha. In any event, this is Kovetz Dalet, Osa Ayin Hei. Ein Shum Adam Yachol Lahavin Esomek HaNashama Shal Atzilim HaGedolim. Nobody can understand the depths of the soul of the great noble ones. Anshei Shemayim, men of heaven. Shechai HaRuach Hu Kol Tochen Chayeyim. That the life of the Spirit is the entire content of their lives. Sovrim HaOlam Shem Aristokratim. People think they're aristocrats. Ovei Atzman. Involved in self-love. O betlanim v'atzlanim, where they're lazy, their time, where they're wasting their lives. B'shal shekol olam kulo nena ach me'oram. And they don't realize that the whole world is benefiting from their light. Ve'ein o'avei avodah v'o'avei adam. U'mishtatvim b'chayim shokol ashfeilim b'ma'amad k'mosam. And those who love work, those who love man, those who involve in their lives all of the low people, are not like these great tzaddikim. Some people look at a tzaddik and they say, oh, who do you think you are? You think you're so holy? You think you're so special? The answer is, these people are the ones who bring light to the world. They're anshei shamayim. Their whole lives are matters of the spirit. When we talk shem yodim es erkam ves erech hayem la'olam, and because they know their value and the value of their lives to the world. By the way, Rav Kook, sweetest friends, just to let you in on a secret over here, is talking about himself. When we talk, and there's nothing wrong with it, he knew that he was very holy. When we talk, Shem Yodim es Erkam es Erech Hayim La'olam, they know the value of their lives and the what they contribute to the world. He Makirim es Achrayas HaGadol Shiyesh Alem B'Shmiras Mehusam. They recognize the great responsibility they have in guarding their essence. Kishronim, their talents, v'kvodim, and their honor. Achibemes kol ha'olam kula lo nivra ela b'tzevizeh. Until in fact the entire world was created for this connection, that people should be connected to a tzaddik like this. V'heimeim yisodei olam aruchneim. They are the spiritual foundations of the world. Achim ha'yanifzak l'rega ha'rotzon ideal yishelahem. If for one moment their ideal will would be stopped from them, Hamisnase l'morom hakadosh kodesh ha'ilyon, that elevates itself to the highest spiritual levels. Haya ha'olam kula holech v'shokeh b'habotam v'goel shel ha'zohama shebechayim v'rishatam ha'menuvelet. As only Rav Kook can say it. If these tzaddikim, these special people, would for one moment stop desiring a world of perfection, a world of kedusha, a world of tara, if they wouldn't have such spiritual desires, even for a moment, the entire world would go and be submerged in the filthy mud of impurity, of life, and corrupt wickedness. So what saves the world from being mired in the mud, in the dirt, in the filth, in the tumah, are these tzaddikim, who are anshei shamayim, who are chayei ruach, kol tochen chayeihem. These are the aristocrats. These are the spiritual people. These are the people whose their whole life is ruchnius. Like Rav Kook himself, just not interested in food, never from miyom amdo al dato, never looked at a woman. There's a story about his wife. She once came to ask him a nida shayla, but she spoke to him and she gave him the shayla, and she pretended to be somebody else. She covered her face, and he passed him l'kula. And then his wife said, "How come when I gave you the shayla, you passed him l'chumra?" He didn't even realize it was his own wife. But Rav Kook was. Rav Kook was very, very pure from the time he was a very little boy. From the time he was born, I'm sure. But Miyom Amdo Al Dato, certainly from the time he realized what life was all about, his life was completely devoted to Kedusha. And he had this Ratzon HaIdeali, this ideal Ratzon of Dveikus Bashem. And we should all be Zocha to be Miskasher to his Neshama, to elevate our own Neshamas. Not only should he have an Ili Neshama from our learning, we should have an Ili Neshama from our learning, and we should be Zocha Mir Tashem, the Bekar of Mamish. The entire world will be filled with Da'as Hashem, as it says in the Pasuk, U'mala Ha'aretz Da'as Hashem, K'mayim Li'am Mechasim, Amen K'en Yiratzan, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.